I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A recent poll from the Pew Charitable Trusts shows 82% of Americans want Congress to invest in overdue repairs at national parks. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The Pew Charitable Trusts commissioned a bipartisan polling team to survey 700 Americans across the country over the phone. Most of them said they would like Congress to dedicate more money to fix national parks, up to $6.5 billion over 5 years. Marcia Argus directs Pew's Restore America's Parks campaign.
And we're talking about trails that might be closed or outdated, visitor centers, campgrounds, water and sewage systems, and deteriorating historic structures. And the longer that repairs aren't done, the more serious repairs become and the more expensive.
Companion bills in the House and Senate would put money toward fixing those problems. They're co-sponsored by lawmakers from every state in the Mountain West except Wyoming. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The Labor Day liftoff in Colorado Springs grounded a pilot yesterday for briefly touching down in a lake that was off limits because of a harmful algae. The Gazette reports the pilot dipped his balloon's basket into Prospect Lake on Sunday before quickly lifting off again. It's a maneuver called a splash and dash. Director of the festival, Scott Appleman, says he disqualified the pilot from flying in the event yesterday. This is 91.5 KRCC News.